Webs and boxes. How men and women experience shame differently. For the first 4 years of my study on shame, I focused solely on women. At that time, many researchers believed, and some today still believe, that men and women's experiences of shame are different. I was concerned that if I combined the data from men and women, I'd miss some of the important nuances of their experiences. That I opted to just interview women, I confess, was partially due to my mindset that when it came to worthiness, women were the ones struggling. At some level, I also think my resistance was based on an intuitive sense that interviewing men would be like stumbling into a new and strange world. As it turns out, it was definitely a strange new world, a world of unspoken hurt. I got a glimpse into that world in 2005 at the end of one of my lectures. A tall, thin man, who I'd guess was in his early 60s, followed his wife to the front of the room. He was wearing a yellow Izod golf sweater, an image I'll never forget. I spoke with his wife for a few minutes as I signed a stack of books that she'd bought for herself and her daughters. As she started to walk away, her husband turned to her and said, "I'll be right there. Give me a minute." She clearly didn't want him to stay and talk to me. She tried coaxing him with a couple of come-ons, but he didn't budge. I, of course, was thinking, "Go with her, dude. You're scaring me." After a few unsuccessful attempts, she walked toward the back of the room, and he turned to face me at my book signing table. It started innocently enough. "I like what you have to say about shame," he told me. "It's interesting." I thanked him and waited. I could tell there was more coming. He leaned in closer and asked, "I'm curious. What about men and shame? What have you learned about us?" I felt instant relief. This wasn't going to take long because I didn't know much. I explained, "I haven't done many interviews with men. I just study women." He nodded and said,